高三英语高考练习十一。
1. Listening Comprehension. Section A. Directions. In Section A, you will hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. Conversations and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a conversation and question about it,Read the 4 possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard. 1. Do you think you can lend me the novel when you finished reading it? I have been looking all day for a copy, but obviously it's sold out at all the bookstores.
Oh, it's not mine. It belongs to Tom, but I'll see what he says.
Question. What are the two speakers talking about?
Two, how would you describe Professor Smith's lectures?
Well, I would never keep awake in one of his classes without first drinking at least 2 cups of coffee in advance.
Question, what does the man think of Professor Smith's lectures?
Three, we hope you enjoy your stay here at our hotel. Here is your room key.
Oh, thanks. It's a lovely hotel.
Question. What is the most probable relationship between the two speakers? Four. I will try roasted beef. It's pretty hot. Do we help ourselves?
Sure. Self-service here.
Question. Where does this conversation most probably take place?
Five. Darling, what do you think of this dress? Don't you think it suits me perfectly? And it only costs $100.
It looks great on you. But honestly speaking, you don't have so many formal events in your calendar, do you?
Question. What does the man think of the dress?
Six. It's freezing cold outside.I don't want to go out for dinner.
We have nothing left at home. I suppose we should overcome the least difficulty, especially when delivery men are having their spring break.
Question. What does the woman suggest the man do? Seven. Did I hear you say you were using a newspaper in your political science class?I was wondering if you can pass it on to me when you finish it.
Well, we do use it in class, but I always read the copy in the library.
Question. What does the woman imply? Eight. Your powers of concentration are amazing. Didn't you hear me come in?
Are you talking about me?
Question. What can be inferred from this conversation about the woman? Nine. I read the review of this musical. I must say that I disagree completely with the critic's dislike of the work.
Oh, that's funny. I read that review also, and I agree completely with his opinion.
Question. What do we learn from the conversation?
10. Taking a bus to New York is cheaper than going by train.
That's true, but I'd rather pay a little more for the added comfort and convenience.
Question. What does the man mean? 2. Directions. In Section B, you will hear 2 short passages and 1 longer conversation, and you'll be askedseveral questions on each of them. The passages and the conversation will be read twice, but the question will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, read the four possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard. Questions 11 through 13 are based on the following passage.
Good morning, and welcome to the Northeast London Polytechnic. The Northeast London Polytechnic, which we often call as NELP for short, is one of the 30 colleges in England and Wales. As you know, at a polytechnic, you follow similar courses of study to those at universities, although many polytechnic courses are strongly vocational. That is, they lead directly to a career, and you may well spend a considerable slice of your time actually working on placement in industry or any other work area as a part of your course itself. Some of these courses are the so-called sandwich courses, typically 2 years polytechnic study, 1 year in industry, and a final year back at the poly before your examinations. Another feature of polytechnic life is that there is a very large choice of courses. For example, at NELP, you can study manufacturing systems management, specializing in computer-aided design or business studies with the option of adding German to the course. Entry requirements are often flexible. Many mature students find that their work experience is rated by the admissions tutors as highly as if they offered formal examination qualifications. If you want to choose your course, you may discuss with admission tutors on NELP courses. Career Advisory Services and College Careers Tutors are a tremendous source of up-to-date information. The NELP offers a much wider choice of courses and subjects than you may previously have considered. There is a large number of handbooks on the market, available through careers offices and libraries, which are filled with information on possible areas of study, and the NELP Information Office will also be glad to help with your questions.
Now listen again, please.
Good morning, and welcome to the Northeast London Polytechnic. The Northeast London Polytechnic, which we often call as NELP for short, is one of the 30 colleges in England and Wales. As you know, at a polytechnic, you follow similar courses of study to those at universities, although many polytechnic courses are strongly vocational. That is, they lead directly to a career, and you may well spend a considerable slice of your time actually working on placement in industry or any other work area as a part of your course itself. Some of these courses are the so-called sandwich courses, typically 2 years polytechnic study, 1 year in industry, and a final year back at the poly before your examinations. Another feature of polytechnic life is that there is a very large choice of courses. For example, at NELP, you can study manufacturing systems management, specializing in computer-aided design or business studies with the option of adding German to the course. Entry requirements are often flexible. Many mature students find that their work experience is rated by the admissions tutors as highly as if they offered formal examination qualifications. If you want to choose your course, you may discuss with admission tutors on NELP courses. Career Advisory Services and College Careers Tutors are a tremendous source of up-to-date information. The NELP offers a much wider choice of courses and subjects than you may previously have considered. There is a large number of handbooks on the market, available through careers offices and libraries, which are filled with information on possible areas of study, and the NELP Information Office will also be glad to help with your questions.
Questions 11. What do polytechnic courses mainly focus on?
Twelve. Who may help students to choose right courses at NELP?
Thirteen. What may be considered as an entry requirement?
Questions 14 through 16 are based on the following passage.
In the last century, a series of missions have been carried out to explore the Moon, Earth's only natural satellite. Among them, NASA's Apollo 11 mission was groundbreaking as it succeeded in landing the first humans on the Moon on July the 20th, 1969. Several decades later, NASA announced its Artemis program, named after the Greek goddess of the moon and twin sister of Apollo. The Artemis program will send humans to the moon by the year 2024. And this time, the moon will welcome its first female astronaut. Up until now, only 12 people, all male, have ever walked on the moon. The last person walked on the moon in 1972, Bettina Inklin, NASA communications director, said in a statement. No woman has ever walked on the lunar surface. But the Artemis program will change this. Women, of course, have been involved in space projects and made valuable contributions. In 1963, astronaut Valentina Tereshkova from the Soviet Union became the first woman to blast off into space. However, the progress toward women's access to spaceflight programs has been slow. Women have been held back by various requirements and security concerns. For example, astronauts had to be test pilots with a certain amount of experience. This was a problem, as the field was dominated by males at the time. Indeed, that men and women are treated differently seemed to exist in the early space programs, the New York Times reported. In 1962, NASA wrote to a little girl who wanted to be an astronaut. The letter said, "We have no present plans to employ women on space flights because of the degree of scientific and flight training and the physical characteristics which are required." Women have indeed made progress in this particular area and arguably have advantages over their male colleagues. Women tend to be smaller, which means they use less oxygen and take up less space in small spacecrafts. Also, women usually have greater emotional awareness and communication skills that make them better suited to long space flights. Despite challenges, women have shown that they are more than capable of joining that top-level group of men who have gone to the moon. And this will truly be a remarkable moment in history.
Now listen again, please.
In the last century, a series of missions have been carried out to explore the Moon, Earth's only natural satellite. Among them, NASA's Apollo 11 mission was groundbreaking as it succeeded in landing the first humans on the Moon on July the 20th, 1969. Several decades later, NASA announced its Artemis program, named after the Greek goddess of the Moon and twin sister of Apollo. The Artemis program will send humans to the moon by the year 2024. And this time, the moon will welcome its first female astronaut. Up until now, only 12 people, all male, have ever walked on the moon. The last person walked on the moon in 1972, Bettina Inklin, NASA communications director, said in a statement. No woman has ever walked on the lunar surface. But the Artemis program will change this. Women, of course, have been involved in space projects and made valuable contributions. In 1963, astronaut Valentina Tereshkova from the Soviet Union became the first woman to blast off into space. However, the progress toward women's access to spaceflight programs has been slow. Women have been held back by various requirements and security concerns. For example, astronauts had to be test pilots with a certain amount of experience. This was a problem, as the field was dominated by males at the time. Indeed, that men and women are treated differently seemed to exist in the early space programs, the New York Times reported. In 1962, NASA wrote to a little girl who wanted to be an astronaut. The letter said, "We have no present plans to employ women on space flights because of the degree of scientific and flight training and the physical characteristics which are required." Women have indeed made progress in this particular area and arguably have advantages over their male colleagues. Women tend to be smaller, which means they use less oxygen and take up less space in small spacecrafts. Also, women usually have greater emotional awareness and communication skills that make them better suited to long space flights. Despite challenges, women have shown that they are more than capable of joining that top-level group of men who have gone to the moon. And this would truly be a remarkable moment in history.
Questions 14. When did humans first land on the moon?
Which of the following is not women's advantage over their male colleagues in spaceflight programs?
16. What is the best title of the passage?
17 through 20 are based on the following conversation.
Hi, how can I help you today?
Yeah, I'd like to get my hair trimmed a little. Nothing fancy, just the basic trim to make my hair look neater. I'd like something conventional.
Can I interest you in this week's special?
No.
Well, I'll shampoo, cut and style your hair for one unbelievable low price of $9.99. Plus, I'll give you an eyebrow trim.
No.
Best service in town.
As I said before, I just want to get my hair trimmed a little off the top and the sides. But that's all. I mean, that's all.
Okay. Sit back and relax. Could you take your glasses off? So, what do you do for a living?
I'm a lawyer. I specialize in accidents in the workplace. So I've got a very important job interview tomorrow.
You seem to have a few gray hairs around over the ears, madam. Would you like me to use some hair coloring?
No, I like that. My friends say it makes me look distinguished.
Oops.
What do you mean? Oops. Hey, can I see a mirror?
Nothing to worry about, ma'am. Relax. I'm just making some adjustments to the, hair trimmer. There we go. Okay. Okay, now a wash. Here's the shampoo.
Hey, you got it in my eyes. I can't see. Where's the towel?
Relax. Almost finished. Now let's dry your hair. Put a little styling gel in it, and now I'll style it with a blow dryer and brush.
What? Where are my glasses? Oh, my God. What have you done? It's a bit over the top.
Now listen again, please. Hi. How can I help you today?
Yeah, I'd like to get my hair trimmed a little. Nothing fancy. Just the basic trim to make my hair look neater. I'd like something conventional.
Can I interest you in this week's special?
No.
Well, I'll shampoo, cut and style your hair for one unbelievable low price of $9.99. Plus, I'll give you an eyebrow trim.
No.
Best service in town.
As I said before, I just want to get my hair trimmed a little off the top and the sides, but that's all. I mean, that's all.
Okay. Sit back and relax. Could you take your glasses off? So, what do you do for a living?
I'm a lawyer. I specialize in accidents in the workplace, so I've got a very important job interview tomorrow.
You seem to have a few gray hairs around over the ears, madam. Would you like me to use some hair coloring?
No, no, I like that. My friends say it makes me look distinguished.
Oops.
What do you mean? Oops. Hey, can I see a mirror?
Nothing to worry about, ma'am. Relax. I'm just making some adjustments to the, hair trimmer. There we go. Okay. Okay, now a wash. Here's the shampoo.
Hey, you got it in my eyes. I can't see. Where's the towel?
Relax. Almost finished. Now let's dry your hair. Put a little styling gel in it. And now I'll style it with a blow dryer and brush.
What? Where are my glasses? Oh, my God. What have you done? It's a bit over the top.
Questions. 17. Which of the following does this week's special not involve?
How does the woman have her hair cut?
19. Which of the following is not true according to the conversation?
20. How does the woman feel about the haircut?